Tonight to be in your home or your automobile or wherever you're listening to us tonight. You don't want to miss this program. Praise Yahweh. Music. What about the power of music? You ever wondered about it? How much influence it has, the power to change our emotions, to well up within us? The fact that music can be so powerfully affecting our emotions, it's pretty much indisputable that music, rhythm, and physical and spiritual influences, you know, he said, I set before you good and evil. There is good music, and I love music. I'm a lover of music. But you've got to select. And I found this out back in the 60s when I was listening to backmasking of the ability of recording studios and those who were bringing about the influence of music in the 60s. Boy, it's still irresistible when you start listening to some of these albums. You can get caught up. And our physical bodies respond with irresistible desire, affecting our perceptions. It generates behavioral patterns, I know. In order to analyze the power of music, I want you to look at the two modes of reasoning to help us to what we should listen to. Now, we know that David was a harp player. He played on the harp. Beautiful music. I love harp music. Harp music is very behaviorally soothing and common. I've noticed that about harp music. And so when Saul got these evil spirits all stirred up in him, David could actually soothe them and they would settle down when David would play on his harp. It's a powerful medium. It has a very emotional effect. And so the devil knows these things. And what does the devil do? Well, he... Notice what he does. He would influence you to listen to things that would entice him or to open up your very being that he could come in. Now, once he comes in, once he gets a hold on you, then you are taken captive by him as Saul. Saul never got rid of those demons. They actually eventually destroyed him. Now, the carnal man, music to the carnal. What would some carnal man prefer? What if you listen to country music, and I like country music, I'm an old country boy, and I used to try to write country songs. I give that up because today country is basically suggestive, it is sexually slanted, and just like rock and roll, or heavy metal, it holds the truth in unrighteousness. First thing that we could mention about the carnal man, receiving bad music. It does not glorify our Heavenly Father. Now, if you're caught up in this type of music, it never glorifies your Father. And the Bible said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." It never does those things. It's not thankful. Or music of praise. It has vain imaginations. It can carry your mind. Bad music now. Demonic influence. It rides with the sound, the vibration. We are nothing but a receiver. We are electrical beings that is influenced with rhythm and sound. Be careful of what you open yourself up to. You are what you listen to or what you hear. It possesses a foolish heart. It always goes well with a heart that's foolish. Especially one that professes to be wise. It gives in to the lust that it creates within you when you hear the rhythm and the sound. Next thing you know, it dishonors your body. It changes the truth into a lie. It has vile affections. Profane. Soon, it turns you into a reprobate of unrighteousness. Next thing you know, you start fornicating with the wicked. And it's very influential in covetousness. It's very malicious. It's full of envy. Most of the songs in heavy metal and rock suggest suicide or murder. Satan is always trying to put your trip off. His mission, that the carnal mind don't ever think, is to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. It'll create a debate. One devil say it's okay, one say it's not. You'll get torn. And the first thing you know, you're engaged in strife. It's very deceitful. It's like possessing an intense ill will or hatred toward those that are good. It creates a spirit of debate, gossip, backbiter, does all those things. It becomes a hater of God. You just get where you don't hate anybody. You want to be constantly filled with this jungle beat rhythm that is suggesting things through the lyrics. You know, one thing that I've never done is pay any attention to the lyrics. But when you do, it's fearful to what you're listening to. I mean, you know, if you just grasp the sound and the beat and the things, very seldom do you ever pick up. I can't understand what most of it's saying anyway. But when you really intend to determine what they're saying, you'll put it down. You'll run from it. It's an inventor of evil things. The lyrics become so evil and suggestive. It has no understanding of wisdom of righteousness. It's filled with gross misbehavior. It teaches you to become a covenant breaker. It has no natural affection. It's impossible to please these type of spirits that come. And you become incapable of being pacified or content. It's unmerciful. It does not accept God's judgment. And it takes pleasure in doing evil things. These are the things that you should flee from. Now, when David was playing the harp, as I said, the spirits in Saul quietened down. You ever listen to Marilyn Manson? Even the name is scary. He's got an album out called Mechanical Animals. They take pride in using drugs and suggestive that you do that. And the more drug famous they are, the Grateful Dead. Think about that. The Grateful Dead. Mr. Manson has such lyrics as, I don't like the drugs, but they like me. I want to disappear. Model number 15, dope show. In one song, he makes God into a statistic. The music promotes the desire to murder and suicide. He says, if I love myself, I'd be shooting you. Lyrics like, I'm just a boy playing the suicide king. And that's what these young children, which are very influential, they like to hear this. Some of the lyrics says, sex isn't about love, it's about pleasure. And Marilyn Manson says, I'm not in love, but I'm going to elf you until someone better comes along. Now, does that sound like something you want your 14-year-old girl to listen to or your 15-year-old boy? See, the carnal mind at this age is susceptible. They don't know that what you take in is what eventually starts coming out. They promote murder, suicide, very perverse eroticism. They're against anything that's good. It's always anti. And this is played daily on your radios. You can dial it in. There's no laws against it. It produces income. It generates, well, when some of these rock concerts, heavy metal or whatever, they sell out in minutes by these screaming demons. Our children have become screaming, unmanageable demons out of control. And just look at the lyrics. Just read the album. And then look what the spiritual battle that will begin to take place in your children when they are finally hooked and the spiritual battle is won by the carnal mind. It now lets in those demons, you know, those little no harm demons, become big demons. They grow. They manifest. They start doing their manifestations. And the first thing you know, you're hooked. The spiritual battle that begins to take place will completely change you. It will alienate you. It will finally destroy you if you keep listening to spiritual influences in the world of music. These evil spirits, they ride the sound. It seems like that they're drawn toward this jungle beat music. We know that it causes people to go into, they'll dance until they fall over. When our prayer that Yahweh told us to speak, it said, deliver us from evil. Most of us never have prayed this prayer because we don't see anything evil in music. Well, it's got a good beat, it's rhythm. And the first thing you know, over and over we listen to it. Just like the demonic man that the Messiah met in Mark chapter 1, verse 24. The Messiah recognized these evil spirits that were at work in the man, and the evil spirit defiantly recognized the Messiah and tried to kill the man as he cast him off and into the fire. When he said, deliver us from evil, that's what we're talking about. These evil influences that daily war, and the Bible describes this battle in heaven and on earth. Every day these demons are roaming, going about, seeking who they may devour. These evil spirits seek to incite men and women to join in the rebellion. I used to listen to an album back in the 60s when I was made aware of the backmasking of the recordings. Satan is God. Smoke marijuana. It's cool. I couldn't believe that was saying that. And the people that's listening, the young children anyway, They don't know it says that. It's sublingually, when they play it, it over and over in the backmasking, it's saying those phrases that they put in there, backmask them into, these negatives that they put in the mind, and the Bible becomes true when it says in Ephesians chapter 6, you just don't know how powerful music is. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, against spiritual wickedness. Right there it is. The spiritual wickedness in high places is going about seeking whom they will devour. Remember the episode in Job? The first chapter, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before Yahweh. And Satan came among them. And Yahweh said unto Satan, from whence cometh thou? And then Satan said, from going to and fro. Spiritual wickedness in high places. What better place to hide is in a piece of plastic that spins in the DVD or the CDs that you go into and buy. It's a very lucrative market. And you don't supervise. You don't select for your children. They select from what you select, they wouldn't listen to. They'd rather go fox hunting with five hounds. And it winds up that the hounds of hell chase them through the enticement of a jungle beat, some kind of a rhythm beat that gets their heart. You know, the heart is rhythmed to 72 per. Once that can be disturbed or interrupted, it unbalances that spirit. It sort of hypnotizes the spirit. It lets its guard down. And the soon as the guard is down, Satan said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan is still walking the earth, roaming about the earth, seeking those he may devour. And the best way that he can devour you is when you're young and when you turn to music, the wrong kind. It says, making melody, singing psalms in your heart, praising Yahweh. You know, to somebody that's listened to some of this rock and heavy metal, I mean, that is ridiculous. They hate that. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. Don't you know that a good way for Satan to disguise himself in vibrations, to have you to start wiggling your body in all kinds of contortions? You notice how even shy, reserved people, when a good band comes on stage and they start this negative music, although in the carnal mind, it's just what the carnal mind wants. Satan roaming the earth through the carnal. The earth is the flesh man. Don't you know that Satan tried to stand in the way of Daniel's prayer by blocking and hindering the prayer, and he was called the Prince of Persia. And Michael and Gabriel had to double up. He prayed for 21 days. This man's prayers could shake the heavens. This kind cometh only out by prayer and fasting. In Daniel chapter 10, when Daniel had warred with this type of spirit, behold, a hand touched him and set him upon his knees and upon the palms of his hands. And he said to me, Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. Daniel said, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chastise thine self before me, your words were heard, and now I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. 21 days the power of Satan stood there, and Daniel was in a warfare. The angels were trying to help him. It was real. It wasn't a pretense. It was real. Now, if we look at some of the examples, the tormented man that I mentioned in Mark chapter 1, he was demon-possessed and he was mute, as according to Matthew 9:32. The demon-possessed man that was blind in Matthew chapter 12. The woman's daughter in Matthew 15. The epileptic boy in Matthew 17, Mark 9, and Luke 9. The woman with the spirit of infirmity. These demons are real. They'll take you captive if they win the spiritual warfare for your soul, and the physical will show the results. Because the battle is fought on two levels, and music has a way of breaking down the resistance or building up your most holy faith, making melody in your heart. Somebody is listening to bad music tonight. The influence of the music has embedded Satan in their spirit. He's caught in the web and he don't want to be removed, and he resists the attempts to remove himself from your life, because he came to kill you, to steal you, to wreck your life, and take control, and to finally kill you. It's the power of music. How that it influences you. You ever go shopping? They learn a lot about music and the nature of humanity. You go into the doctor's office and you won't hear the jungle beat. I'm on a highway to hell. You won't hear none of that. You hear the soothing music for the purpose of calming you down before you visit with the doctor that's going to drill a big hole in your tooth. The rock musicians targeting your physical body with the rhythm and the jungle beat, appealing to your sexual appetite to stimulate your emotion. They tap into the natural rhythm and appeal to the carnal man by getting a good feel emotional response. And don't forget, your spirit is warring with the flesh because our flesh is so corruptible in sin. And modern music of these evil ones is attempting to tap into your very being. Once you're separated from your reasoning mode, when you've accepted the world, when you can't get this little jingle out of your mind, smoke dope, kill, steal. Sometimes you listen to some of these albums packaged to actually break down the resistance of the flesh man so that the carnal can become loaded as it taps into your reasoning and it separates you from reason because it's what the world wants. Once this takes its roots in your very being, you become hooked. You become influenced. You become haters of God, of reason. You hate your parents. How often is it your child comes in when Yahweh is being glorified, when they sing, speaking to ourselves, it says, in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart before Yahweh. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Colossians 13:16. Let the word of the Messiah dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to Yahweh. I've gone to church. Like when you go to a funeral, they'll play a sad song. I've been to one or two funerals where they rocked. I mean, they brought the rhythm to where the casket literally shook on the floor. I'm serious. Never been to a funeral like that in my life. And I said, I got to fill in grace, mercy, joy, peace, goosebumps, happy feeling. I wasn't sad anymore. It wasn't like a normal funeral that I'd ever been to. Does the Bible say rejoice when they die? That's what the Bible said. Weep when they come in. We're just reversed. See, that's how Satan takes advantage of us. He takes the joy and the peace and the grace and the mercy out of our spirit and uses music out of place to influence. We quit singing spiritual songs. But I'm on the battlefield for Yahweh. I never forget that song. Because every day is a battle. Yeah, you're tuning the radio in, and first thing you know, you got this jungle beat, and it's appealing to the flesh, man. And the first thing you know, you're tapping your feet. And you're caught up in the emotional moment. But does it glorify your Father? No, it don't. If you feel checked in your spirit about a certain type of music, don't ignore it. Don't continue on. Now, my preference is bluegrass music. I think it's the music of our people, the Scottish Irish. And I love it. But even some of the bluegrass is designed to break down your resistance, to influence you in such a way that even you could be tapping your foot to Satan as he plays his music. There's a lot of pride in music. But if people, and you'll notice in groups that sing, I notice this, you can tell the very person that's anointed in their spirit to glorify Yahweh. It talks about singers in the Bible. We need to be very careful in what groups that we sing with, and what we sing about when we do sing. To give all the glory, here it says again, let the word of the Messiah dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Teaching. Song can teach. It's got a message. Like Brother Odell, he's one of my favorite singers. He's a bluegrass singer. He's my kind of singer. And he sings out of the heart. He won't sing unless the Spirit's there. I like that. Because you can feel it in your spirit. You know when someone reaches that chord of perfection. When your spirit agrees with that spirit that's gifted to do that. And that's the thing that David had in his life. Saul envied David. Don't envy, glorify Yahweh. When you have a heightened awareness, when you know the song is not going to glorify your Creator, get away, cut it off. Move it. Move the dial. Because Satan is in every word. And you will give an account for every word. But as a believer, be spiritually minded and in-tuned to be able to sense the difference between right and wrong. You can tell when somebody's singing to glorify Yahweh and somebody just singing to glorify themselves. Most of it's for filthy lucre. They sing for filthy lucre, to be paid to sing. It's all right if you're praising the right one. You know what? The Bible talks about bad eyesight. And the Messiah made the analogy, and when he used the image of eyesight to convey the spiritual principles. Bad eyesight refers to spiritual blindness. But the example that the Messiah used, he talked about the eye being the window into the heart, the mind, and the inner being of a person. I can see it immediately when I walk up to a person. If there's life in those eyes, it's like, oh yeah. It's a glint. It's something that's there. Can't hide it, can't deny it. The light of the body is the eye, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. If the eye be single, that means devoted to a cause, a righteous cause, the whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, if your mind be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So if the light of the body is the eye, and when the eye is single, the whole body is full of that light. But if the window becomes cloudy, dirty, marred by what we look upon, what influences, what affects us, it distorts our vision. We don't see no wrong in this and no wrong in doing that. That's the same way that we know of the effects of our spirit having the same spiritual influences blinding us to the true, good, lovely, pure, to crave the things which are evil. No wrong in that.
Well, went down to that club and I danced the night away. I had the time of my life.
How is it that everybody tells lies? You didn't have a good time. You come home sick. Big fight. I lied to myself for years. I go out in the world and party, hardy, come home broken, disillusioned, discouraged, sick. Took me a week to recover. Some people can drink under the table, everybody around them, and go on partying 6 nights a week, 7 nights a week. Listening to all this foolishness, music is, I'm telling you, if you ever want to see a change in a person, give them a drink of good whiskey, turn the radio on, and watch him perform. Those devils and those demons will start. Had a couple of friends here in the county that I grew up in. I'd warned this very boy about running with the wrong people. Good boy, do anything, love Yahweh when he was sober. Get him a drink. Get him the wrong crowd. And just last week, he's been charged with killing a man, robbing him and killing him. He's in prison now. And they'll turn the key on him. And he'll remember from whence he came. He'll remember the things that he was told. And he'll relive it over and over. But like a bad record, this music that we listen to affects our very lives. It's real. I personally experienced it in my own life. I know how it can influence you. I'm telling you, some music that if you've never moved your feet, and you've never danced and carried on, first thing you know, your feet's moving and you don't know why. You can't stop it. You act like a clown. And you're carried away. And it's all night long. And you don't even know where you parked your automobile when you come, how you got home. You wake up and you say, where am I? You don't even know how you got home. That's the influence. And that's all of the confusion. It denies truth. You know better. It loves trouble. You get fines. You lose all of your money. It causes you to love the carnal. You can't escape it. And what makes it so enjoyable, you look across the room and there's all those other lost souls, those carnal demons grinning at you, agreeing with you. Denying the truth, hating the truth. Man, I hate to see righteous people come around. You talk about pouring water on the fire.
Hey, son, you love the Lord?
Oh, man. Man, that was a bad deal. The Bible says that the carnal man does not glorify God. But involved is murder. In your mind, it's very malicious. It's covetous. It's immoral. It's unmerciful. It's adulterous. You become a drunkard. You become a lover of drugs. You love and idolize the wicked lyrics of these demons that write these songs, and they are inspired. When we expose ourselves and our minds and our hearts and our spirit, and we start glorifying the wickedness of the world, we're putting more of the world inside our inner being. And slowly and dimly, we are putting out the light that used to be there. Don't make that mistake. The thief cometh not for but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I'm come that you might have life. And they have it more abundantly when I give it to them. You got to work on that. You look at music, its rhythm, its beat patterns, how it affects us, both physically and spiritually. It's demonstrated in the movies, in the television, in the CDs that we go and pay enormous sums for. I have actually took these CDs and broke them up to keep from having to listen to them. When your spirit feels like there's something wrong, you better listen up. You better turn from your wicked ways. And you better turn to Yahweh. And you better say, Yahweh, forgive me. Touch not and taste not. Now we've got these Christian groups that come and they're in the metal business. And the devil has finally found a way to worm his way into Christianity. They have these children dancing in the aisles at these churches where they entertain the carnal senses of those who wouldn't know the truth if it hit them broadside with a 2x6. Praise Yahweh. You're listening to Pastor Buddy, and my time is almost coming on. I want you to write me tonight. Just send your cards or letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. In Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live around the world tonight on WWRB 2.390, simulcasting on worldwide internet. We'd like to hear from you. Call me at area code 423-351-1082. Beware of demons and wizards. Beware of this talent that can play well upon an instrument, that can give you a jungle beat rhythm that starts breaking down the resistance, for Satan can ride the wave right into your heart. Once he's established, once he's rooted and grounded, it takes spiritual dynamite to excise the devil from your very being. Don't go through the withdrawals. It is painful. Keep your mind pure and free. Make a melody in your heart, singing spiritual songs. I know it's old-fashioned, but it still works good. And I love good old-fashioned people. Praise Yahweh. Go to our website tonight. OneYahweh.com. Now that's OneYahweh.com. That's O-N-E, one, Yahweh, YAHWEH.com. Praise Yahweh. Click on our website. We have a lot of traffic that visits our website from time to time. Praise Yahweh. We're very thankful about that. It's just another way of, we think, of getting out the truth. Sometimes the truth that we teach on is never heard around on the radio. We like to stay in the Word. We like to prove all things by the Word. We like to give you the rhythm of truth. It has no place in most of the world's spirits today because they've never heard the truth. It breaks the bone. You know, we have right in the center of our chest what is called a tuning fork. It's something that knows when things are rhythmically accepted. You can, just like a guitar, I tune a guitar with the ear. There has instruments that can vibrationally pick up the sound of that guitar. It's awesome how they can do these things on these little instruments. And that string will come right in to a tune. If your ear can hear that, when it hits that certain tune, a trained ear, those that can tune with the ear, they'll know that. Get that. Get your very being in tune with Yahweh. Turn from your wicked way. Turn from that carnal desire. Oh, I used to have my Ford 361 1961 Ford convertible. Candy apple red, white top, my black hair, all the oil down, my radio and tuned up to the devil's music. Man, it makes you feel good. You're young, you don't feel no pain, you ain't got enough sense to know what. The first time I ever heard holiness singing, I parked up
at an old house in Virginia. It's an old remodeled house, probably hold about 40 people. And I tell you, it sounded like it was 6,000 people at that meeting. I could have swore the sound that was coming from it. It was what we call holiness singing. Hands clapping. And I'm telling you, I never heard nothing like it. I was hooked. Ain't nothing no better to praise Yahweh with a loud sounding cymbals, the drums, and all those things that give Yahweh glory. Not Satan, but Yahweh. There is a difference. Demons are ready to crash your party. They're ready to take control of your life. They're ready to destroy you. Turn from Satan and turn from those things which Satan has offered you, the wild life, the good times. Yeah, he's got some beautiful girls. Man, I mean, you can load them up. They're only interested in destroying you. Satan had Delilah there to destroy Samson. He didn't realize that until he was blind. Then when he couldn't see her, I'm sure he despised her because she had pulled the very essence of life. She was beautiful. She was a head turner. But she worked for the enemy. Satan is on his mission. Kill, steal, and to destroy. We love you tonight. We'll see you around the world tomorrow night here on WWRB. We'll be in here tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Hope to see you there. Yahweh bless you tonight. Thank you for staying up and listening to our radio message tonight. The satanic influence of music. Watch what you listen to. Watch what you hear. Fill your heart with psalms. Make a melody in your heart to Yahweh. Giving Him glory in the day of visitation. Walk upright and fear Him and serve Him. And in the day to come when you cross into glory, you can hear those harmonies and those sounds and those praise. I think it's going to be just like the old holiness singing. Only it's going to be 1,000 times generated times 10,000s. When people rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy." Praise Yahweh. Call us tonight around the world. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. Call me, area code 423-351-1082. Yahweh bless you.